Julian, I know you're on your back porch looking at the leaves, looking at the foliage. But did you take any time in to watch football yesterday, in particular the punt return by the St. Louis Rams where they misdirected the Seattle Seahawks for a touchdown? We wanted to get your take on that, and will you and Danny Amendola ever try to pull that off?
You know, I don't know if we'll try to pull it off, but, you know, that was a similar play to back, I want to say 6-7 years ago when Josh Cribbs did it. Didn't he do that?
I think Hester had done it, tried to do it with Chicago.
We've gotten a note that Hester and Knox tried to do it with Chicago, but it got called back on a penalty.
Yeah. You know, that was a great play, and it was probably a great play for that team. Did they come out winning that game?
Yeah.
St. Louis
won. Yeah, the Rams won. They called two fake punts.
Hey, you know, that's one of those things when you're a team like St. Louis going out there trying to win ball games, and you're playing, you know, the champs, you got to bring out all the cards.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching it. The entire punt team just followed the punt returner.
Yeah.
So he acts like he's going to catch it. He falls down. Mm-hmm. And was it Stedman Bailey?
I think the blockers took everyone that way, too.
And even the camera crew followed the punt.
Which is funny because they told the camera crew, well, they told the producers and the broadcasters, we know what they usually do on punts. Ryan always punts to that side. Be ready. We're going to try to do this. And I noticed the play-by-play guy was kind of on it. The camera guy still got fooled, but not badly. So it must have been in their heads, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jeff Fisher was fairly open with the information in those meetings. You're not supposed to divulge that kind of knowledge if you get it in one of those meetings. But they were aware going in,
It could have been there on a Friday practice. Usually the TV guys are there, and they could have went over it in that Friday practice or that, you know. And it's pretty crazy to see that stuff get executed.
So it never works.
Yeah,
it never works.
I mean, go ahead.
Tavon Austin, though, he had a touchdown once where it was a plus 50 punt. It hit on the five. He tried to get it. It muffed or something, and it caught it on the two, and he ended up taking the 98. So, I mean, he's a dangerous guy back there, and anytime you have a dangerous guy back there, that kind of stuff works.
So, you know, you got some rest. So it looks like the first day of OTAs with you. Usually you come in here, your elbows are jacked up, your eyes black,
red.
You got sunglasses on because, you know, you just been through it. I mean, you look like you've been rested. What did you do over the last 2 days?
Well, I always have sunglasses on because when you're cool, it's always sunny.
Ooh, okay.
Especially indoors.
You can pull it off.
Out at clubs. I mean, that's where you should go.
Do you roll into a club? Have you ever rolled into a club with sunglasses on in the middle of the night? You have, haven't
you? Yes, you have.
He paused.
I can
see
it,
too. You have rolled in. You're not that guy.
No.
I can't ever imagine you being that guy.
But when you were, 19 years old and you used to go to, the under 21 places, you know, back when I was at JUCO and that was, the hyphy movement, sunglasses in, indoors. But I don't do that.
So what did you do for your break? Did you watch it, go to the movies? Did you just rest up?
I rested up. I went out and had a couple dinners. Went over into Cambridge for a little bit. Explored over there and had a good dinner with a couple friends. Relaxed, watched some football yesterday, played some FIFA, took care of some chores.
Man, you're addicted to that game, aren't you? That's your thing.
You know, I used to be the anti-FIFA guy. Like, my friend's been playing it since high school, and I'd always want to, you know, I'd always ax it when we were at the house. Like, no, we're not playing FIFA. Soccer's awful, this, that. Now I'm over here watching FC ESPN, watching about Liverpool, Arsenal, learning up, watching
guy
play.
On my team.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting sport. Those dudes are athletic.
So nobody likes, it seems like the players, not many people like playing on Thursday and that short rest, but when it is over, right, you almost like you have that extra bye. Is that a similar feeling for you, too? Because you get your butt kicked every single Sunday.
Definitely. It's a tough turnaround, especially – you know, traveling Sunday, getting in Monday, and it's like a Wednesday, preparing, having more of a mental week, less physical week, which is almost a little weird because you're so used to going out there, getting a little muscle memory on routes and being able to rep stuff and get your confidence through practice. You know, when you go out and it's a short week like that, it's all mental, it's all like walkthrough stuff, and it's tough for both teams. And, you know, as athletes, we're creatures of habit. And you throw, you know, a wrench in a routine, it's a little different. But, you know, we both had to deal with it. We came out with the win. And now you do get to have a nice long weekend.
Julian Edelman with us. If you were to ever get franchised, are you going to run into the same problem that Jimmy Graham did? I mean, you're averaging 10.3 yards per catch. You're up to 8.8 yards per carry now. Are you going to get franchised as a running back? Or?
probably not. You know, I just signed, so I'll probably be just working my way to just play out this contract while I look at
that carry pissed off Rex on Thursday night. His reaction on the sidelines. It was a third and two, right?
Something, yeah.
Third and two when you carried it? Is the last thing.
The fly sweep?
Yeah, the fly sweep.
Is that what they call it? Do you guys call it a fly sweep? Do you use the terminology from college?
I mean, that's like the broad term. I think we call it a jet sweep or something.
Oh, fitting.
You like being in the run game as much as you are? I think you've had a carry almost every game so far, I think.
I like having the ball in my hands anytime you can touch it. You know, you always want to do something with it. That's what I get paid to do.
You know, with that said, too, like you said, you always want to contribute, right? And we were talking about, I think, Friday morning, Danny Amendola in the kick returns. You know, I was saying, it's got to be beating himself up, driving home after every game, thinking, you know, how am I going to help this team win, right? Everybody wants to look at it and say, how am I going to help this team win? Putting him back there at kick returns seemed to not only kind of spark you guys, but spark him as well, kind of feel like he's involved. And it seemed like he added a little something, too.
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job. He put us in, he was probably averaging, 30 yards a carry?
Right around there.
100 yards, I think, for the day.
100 yards, yeah. So he's done a bunch of it. He did it back in St. Louis. I think he had a 1,000-yard season with them. And, he's a spark plug, and anytime you can get him going, and, you know, it's going to help everyone else get fired up. Anytime you get one of those kind of plays where, you know, someone's going in there and then, you know, regardless of who it is, you know, when you defeat, not necessarily defeat, but if you can cover a kick and you can make something with it, it defeats the other team a little mentally. You know, like the defense comes out, you're starting on the 28, 30, they're over here like, man, you know, they just got a good return. And that's what a tough football team does. A tough football team defeats the returns, stops the run. And, you know, that's kind of how we like to do it.
What about individually? Like you, maybe earlier in your career, or maybe you're not having the game offensively, you know, catching the football, and all of a sudden now you can return a punt. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, you return one good punt, even though it's not going well receiving, or you're not involved this much. Doesn't that help you earlier in your career, maybe when you weren't as involved at the offense and just maybe returning punts?
Yeah. That's your opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I still put it. That's an opportunity to go out and do something with the ball, especially in those kind of situations. You know, they're turning the ball or they're kicking the ball over. If you can get 10 yards, you can get, you know, 15 yards. It kind of deflates the defense. They're over here like, man, we just, you know, put a three and out, or you know, they went three and out, and then they got a nice return. You know, you got to play the psychological battle too.
All right, so the Bears coming into town, and we mentioned at the top of the hour as you were joining us, there's a lot of yelling and shouting in the locker room, and Brandon Marshall was pretty animated. And here's a team that's coming in off of a loss at home. They're getting booed off their home field. It seemed like in your guys' case, when you were playing what was probably your worst football of the year, you bounced back with some of your best games. You kind of apply that thinking to what you might get from Chicago in that regard?
Without a doubt. You know, Chicago, they're a good team. They got a lot of weapons. You know, they play a little, you know, their defense is kind of that old school Bears defense where, you know, they're going to do a lot of zone, possibly this, that. And, you know, you always expect the team's best when they come in and they play us, especially at home. And after last week, what they had to go through, and they're going to be fired up. You know, that's going to probably bring them together. Everyone, you know, it's going to be the my bad in there this week. That was my bad, and then everyone's going to kind of, you know, get together, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're going to try to fight. So, you know, we definitely have to take this, you know, take this in, and we have to go out and practice and do our jobs.
Do you think the offense have been, they're starting to open up the offense a little bit more based on just, it seemed like more guys getting involved? It seemed like earlier in the year, it seemed like since the offensive line really couldn't, I guess, you know, keep everything together, you guys were limited as far as how many plays that you guys can run, how many different personnel groups. Do you feel like you're starting to be able to open up things a little bit more? Tim Wright's emergence, Amendola had a great catch. I mean, you're obviously, nothing stopped you yet. Gronk seems like he's at full force now, and LaFell. I mean, it seems like the playmakers are starting to make plays. So now maybe you can open it up a little bit more?
You know, like we say every week, we just try to go out each and every week and get better. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, and that's kind of, you know, there's a lot of situations that we have to get better at, but, you know, we consistently, you know, put in the work. Guys are going out there, they're working hard, and they're making plays in practice, and it's translating into games. It's going to help the team, and, you know, as long as we can just keep it going, keep getting better, everyone contributing, everyone doing their job, you know, it's that's how it goes.
Lastly, Julian, what did you think of the move of the Jets getting Percy Harvin? I mean, he's another guy like you that can return, that can run, that can catch. What do you think that does for them, and what do you think of him as a player?
I mean, it's got to make him better. And I'm not saying that any disrespect to the Jets. That guy's a good player. Percy Harvin, he's flat out a playmaker in every aspect of the game. He can get you on special teams. He can do you on the fly sweep, you guys call it. He can, you know, go out and he runs unbelievable routes. He's strong. He's big. He's fast. He's not tall, big, but he's 207 pounds, and he can fly. You know, I remember, you know, talking with the old Florida guys that played with him. You know, and they just said this guy's lights out. And, you know, I've watched a lot of his film, and he's a dynamic player. But, you know, this week we got to worry about the Chicago Bears, not the Jets.
One thing I wanted to ask you is you had a couple of drops in this game.
Mm-hmm.
If that was 3 years ago, are things different, like the discussion between you and Brady? I mean, right now you're one of his go-to guys, and there's a lot of trust there. Right now you look at it and say, it happens. He will never do that again. That's Edelman. I rely on him. 3 years ago, was it different? Like, how has it changed?
Yeah, I mean, it is a little – every year is different. So, you know, I definitely have to go in there, and I got to show him in practice that I can go and not drop easy balls. Or try to run with the ball before I have it. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, he'll come back because that's how he is. He's going to throw to the open guy. And, you know, it's definitely a different situation, but I definitely have to eliminate that immediately and go back to the drawing boards and catch more balls and work on it.
All right, so you said you had some dinners and, you know, hung out with some friends and stuff like that. I, you know, we had a day off also because we didn't have to commit to watching a ton of football, but we did anyways. I watched The Notebook. You ever seen the movie The Notebook?
You weren't kidding about that?
No, I mean, it's a tearjerker towards the end. I don't know what to say. Have you ever watched that movie? You ever seen it? No?
I have seen The Notebook.
Every guy has to, I mean, they don't want to admit to it, but they've seen The Notebook. Okay, if you have a girlfriend or wife, that's like their favorite movie.
They love it.
They love it. They die at
well,
the
Rachel
end.
Rachel McAdams is enough to keep you watching for about 5 minutes. She'll hold you over.
She had me at hello.
No, that's, I mean, see, he admitted to it. That's a real man can admit to watching.
I mean, you
can
turn this into sort of like a Katy Perry thing with that quarterback from Oklahoma. Rachel McAdams, if you're listening, call me. You know, that sort of thing.
What happened?
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, yeah, ESPN
Trevor
Game Day.
Trevor Knight, Oklahoma quarterback.
Yeah, Trevor Knight, the quarterback for Oklahoma. Katy Perry was the guest picker for ESPN College Game Day at Ole Miss a couple weeks ago.
Well, did
ago.
She call him?
No, she asked him to call her, and she, like, just hit on him openly.
Oh, wow.
On TV. A college kid having Katy Perry throw herself at
him.
Has
that ever happened to you?
Since
no.
then, he's thrown, like, seven picks in his own, you know, over the last three.
Just lost
it's like the
again.
Katy Perry.
Rachel McAdams, do not call me. I already had two drops last week.
Thanks, Julian. Appreciate it, man.